Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Clay County Corner. We're broadcasting live from the historic Clay County Courthouse here in Salina, Tennessee. You likely notice a different voice today. This is Kevin Donaldson filling in for your regular host, Thomas Watson, on a very, very busy day in Clay County. I can look out the window here from the courthouse and see well-wishers sending our Clay County Bulldogs off to the state tournament, looks like, or some of the followers. Just now noticed I saw a gathering of ladies and gentlemen across the way, and I thought, now, what are they doing with signs up there? But it's pretty obvious now what they are doing. I actually hear a few sirens going off now, so the procession for the Clay County Bulldogs boy basketball team has begun. They're making their way down there, and they'll be followed by no doubt hundreds and hundreds of Bulldog followers. Unless you've been on vacation for a while, you know that today the Bulldogs are playing in their third consecutive state tournament, TSSAA Class A basketball at Murphy Center in Murfreesboro, and we just saw a couple of buses roll by, and part of the caravan continues. The Bulldogs will be playing today against Loretto at 2:45. We want to wish them very well. We'd be remiss in not doing that. If the Bulldogs were to win today, they would play the winner of Knoxville, Grace, and Humboldt. Likely Humboldt, I guess, if you were attaching odds to that game. They're a very powerful team, powerful program, but we wish the Bulldogs well. We would also be remiss in not mentioning that Tyreek Key has become our first ever Mr. Basketball winner from Clay County. Congratulations to Tyreek as he begins to put the exclamation point on an incredible high school basketball career. Of course, he'll be going on to play collegiately at Indiana State, and we wish him well there, and again, wish the Bulldogs very well. In just a few minutes, we will continue to talk sports. Our first guest will be Coach Matt Bates, who is the new Clay County High School football coach. We'll introduce Coach Bates to the county and our listeners here, and we'll have just a few brief announcements after we come back from these messages from our fine advertisers who make this possible. We'll be back in just a moment with the Clay County Corner.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
As an adult, you probably don't think much about vaccines, but the truth is, more adults than kids die every year from diseases that vaccines can prevent. Vaccines can prevent everything from flu to cancer. This is Dr. Bill Schaffner of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases. Vaccines are recommended throughout our lives to maintain our immunity. Staying up to date isn't as hard as you think. Visit adultvaccination.org for more information. That's adultvaccination.org.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. but this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
All right, everybody in the car. Let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner, broadcast here on WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. This is Kevin Donaldson, guest hosting for your regular host, Thomas Watson, who's taking a day off. Again, we'll mention a lot of folks will be making the trip to Murfreesboro today to see our boys basketball team play there. We'll have some more sports news and an interview here just briefly after we take care of some housekeeping, a few announcements that we need to make. I think we've had this a couple of times, but the date is drawing near. The Clay County Democratic Party will hold a biennial reorganization convention to elect new leaders on Thursday, March the 30th at 6 p.m. The meeting will take place at Seventh Heaven Chapel on 1132 Gainsborough Highway in Salina. For more information about that, you can contact Tim Crowder at 243-2280. We will also mention an event that is a little bit less than a couple of months away now, but a big deal for Clay County. There will be what's known as a Tuckasee Youth Archery Tournament. Actually, it is a state ASA qualifier for Tennessee. It'll be held on Sunday, May the 7th at Donaldson Park here in Salina. It's on Jackson Street down my way here in town. Sign-ins will begin at 7:30 a.m. and the tournament will go through 3 p.m. For more information about that, you can call Rhonda at 270-427-7456. We'll also mention that next week will be the qualifying deadline for the City of Salina elections, which will take place the first Tuesday in June, and we, after many weeks and months of speculation about who might or might not run for these offices, we'll know, I believe it's a week from today, who those candidates will be. We're now taking care of some of our housekeeping, we want to welcome our first guest, Matt Bates, who is the new Clay County High School football coach. Matt was hired a few weeks ago. Coach, welcome to Clay County and welcome to the Clay County Corner.
Well, thank you, Kevin. It's excited to be here, and I'd be remiss if I didn't wish our basketball team good luck today and this weekend as they go try to bring a gold ball home.
Well, now, I don't know, and I know you're a football coach rather than basketball. What do we know about Loretto? What have you heard?
Well, I got a buddy of mine that when I was in Stone Memorial, he coached there for a few years basketball, and I've talked to him a little bit. They're pretty good. They're athletic, but I don't think they can play with Tyreek's range and our three-point shooting. When it's on, it's going to be hard to beat them.
It would be great to see our boys win a first-round game. That's been a tough thing for us to do.
It is, and that's a hard place to play in from what the kids have talked about with the shooting. But, you know, they've been there before. They've been there three times now, so I think they're prepared for it.
They should be getting used to it, certainly should. Coach, tell us a little bit about yourself personally, and then we'll talk about coaching background.
Personally, I've coached for 12 years. I've spent a couple of different stints at Cookeville High School, a two-year stint at Upperman, and the last seven or so at Stone Memorial in Crossville. Last five, I've been the offensive coordinator. I've been the JV coach taking charge of that team. So, you know, I've had a pretty good background. It's what I've wanted to do my whole life and just excited for this opportunity.
Well, I know in looking at a newspaper story written just after you were were hired, you mentioned that one of the drawing cards for you to Clay County was the fact that it was a small-town atmosphere. Talk some about that.
Absolutely. You know, I've coached now, I guess, in all six classes, Division I for TWSAA. And the single A and double A are by far the best. You get the small-town atmosphere where the towns close down and come to the games on Friday nights, much like we've seen the basketball program here the last few years. And so that's a huge draw for me because this community support for these kids is important because they put a lot of work in. And when these communities are tight-knit, you know, everybody knows everybody. Everybody talks. And so that's exciting because the spread of what's going to happen or what could happen is going rampant. And these small communities, you get generations and generations of kids, and they get to see their uncles and daddies and granddaddies wear the same number or play for the Bulldogs.
Right.
And so that's neat. You don't always get to see that in the big cities. And so that tradition is important, and that's what I'm just glad to be here and to be able to help build on that.
Well, we're glad to have you here.
Thank you.
I know the football season is a ways off. Spring practice, I guess, is still probably a couple months off, maybe a few weeks anyway. Tell us what you've been doing.
Well, we've been in the weight room since about the second week in January. They've been in the weight room 3 days a week. About an hour and a half or so where they're doing lifting and agilities and plyometric type things, getting ready for the season. We just had our last max. It ended on Tuesday. And the amount of strength that these kids have gained in a short period of time is really impressive. When we first maxed, we had one kid benching over 225. Now we got seven.
Wow.
We had no kids power cleaning over 250. Now we've got one. We have nine power clean over 200. We had three the first time. So the strength is building. These kids have bought into what we're doing. And they're enjoying it. They're having fun. It's not, they don't come in dreading it every day. Because we compete and we make it fun. We joke around, but we get work done.
Right.
So that's what we're building for. You know, then we'll start spring practice on May 1st. And we'll go for about 3 weeks. And we'll have a home scrimmage, I think at 5:30 against Westmoreland on the 18th.
Okay.
So that's kind of where we're building towards right now. The kids are enjoying it. I think they're ready for spring break, just a few days off, and get back in the weight room.
Well, stepping away from the field just a minute, you had a chili supper and fundraiser Tuesday night. How did that go?
We did. We had a chili supper and a silent auction. We raised a little over $3,000, so that was very beneficial for our program. Anybody that's kept up, I guess, with the football team here recently has known that numbers have been an issue.
Right.
And so we're having to raise a little more money this year. Because we've got about 60 to 65 kids out. And so that's
really impressive.
It's impressive. The kids are excited, and that's just kind of the I guess maybe a change in the head coach and maybe a little more excitement. I don't really know, but they're excited to come out, and so I'm excited to have them. But with that, we're having to raise a little more money to outfit them properly and get them the best equipment we can because they need to be safe.
Oh, well, absolutely. And, it's difficult for the general public and even football moms and dads, as we might say, to appreciate how much it costs to outfit a player these days.
Absolutely. It's expensive, you know. You put a helmet on a kid, it's $270. You put a pair of shoulder pads on, it's about $175 to $200. You know, a practice jersey is about $30. The pants are about $35 or $40. And so it adds up quick, and we've not even put a game jersey on a kid yet.
Right.
You know, you're going to look about $100 for a game jersey and paying at least. So you're looking, it gets close to about $1,000 by the time you put the lower body pads in. Then you could throw cleats in. It gets pretty expensive quick. You know, we try to minimize the cost for our kids by fundraising and finding deals and discounts on the cleats. Like the other night, we had Adidas come in and fit our kids in cleats. At a remarkable discount. They were getting about a $100 pair of cleats for about $55 or $60.
Right.
So we're trying to get ways to help our kids to save money and lower the cost to play. You know, we don't charge any kids to play. We want everybody to play for free, but we do have to fundraise as kind of an offset.
Absolutely. Coach, you're heading into a program and going to be leading a program that's had back-to-back 2-8 seasons. Part of that, I guess we have to say to you, at least in fact, to playing in what was an incredibly difficult region.
Oh, absolutely.
Tell us about the change in the region due to reclassification. What are we going to be looking at compared to the past handful of years?
Well, you know, the past few years, I guess geographically Clay County was hampered because there's not a whole lot of single-A schools around. And so they had to play Trousdale County, Middle Tennessee Christian, Nashville Christian, who had like five SEC kids on the team last year.
That's a whole different level of football.
And that's a whole other level of football. And thank goodness the TBSAA has pushed all them private schools out to their own classification. And when they did that, that helped our region change a lot. You know, we still have Monterey. We still have Red Bull. We still have Pickett County. Joe Burns is still kind of the outlier there as far as distance, as well as a new school called Republic out of Nashville.
I was going to ask you about Republic. Tell us a little bit about that school. Until this reclassification came up, I'd never heard of this school.
Not a lot of people have, Kevin. They've spent the last 2 years as a JV. Nobody knows any of the records at the JV level, so it's kind of a mystery. From what I've heard through a guy at the Nashville Examiner, Donovan Stewart, they've not named a head coach. They're not in a hurry to name a head coach, which is kind of appalling with this day and age in football being about a year-round sport. Nobody knows anything.
Coach, we'll talk a little bit more about the schedule, about the teams in the region, after we hear a few more messages from our commercial sponsors. We'll be right back.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio. You're busy, which is great because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can. Should have worn my glasses. So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You're going to need me. You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. As always, we're broadcasting from the historic Clay County Courthouse. This is Kevin Donaldson hosting the show today, and we have the newly hired Clay County High School football coach, Matt Bates, with us today. Coach, we were talking about the change in the rules. Talk more about what that means in terms of a new schedule for this fall.
Right. You know, schedule-wise, we got a 10-game. We at one point, we were down to 9 because of some contract issues, but we got the last one scheduled finally. Biggest thing is we start off with Jackson County, big rival. Haven't beat them in 9 years, so we need to get off to a good start there. And our senior leaders, you know, they're pushing. They want to beat Jackson County. It's something they've not done. They want to kind of leave the legacy and expectation of we need to beat them every year.
Right.
So we start off with them. Then we play Red Boiling Springs in Republic right out of the gate, get two region games under our belt. Hopefully we can be up 2-0 in the region and be on track to host a playoff game, potentially maybe win a region. You never know. Then we have Mount Juliet Christian Academy, which, from what I've been told, we scrimmaged them several years ago. So not a totally new opponent, per se. So we do have a little history there with them.
Actually played them in the regular season for 2 or 3 years.
Okay, so we've played them.
We have. They were in our region briefly before moving out.
Okay. So there's a little more history there then. And then we have Monterey, which is nearby. It ought to be a rivalry, as close as they are. You know, they're not too far away. They lost a lot. They were loaded last couple of years with some good talent and made the good playoff run not too long ago.
They did.
So, you know, that'll be a tough game. It's a region game. Then we go to, over to East Robertson over there for a non-region game. Then we'll go, and then Joe Burns comes home for homecoming. So we got a region game for homecoming with Joe Burns. That'll be a big matchup. And they've been a perennial state power for years, not too long removed from a state championship game appearance.
Right.
But they've been on a little bit of a downslope, so it'll be interesting to see what they have by the time we get to them. Then we have Sell Creek in Pickett County, and then our last home game is Gordonsville, which I'm hoping for a region championship. I like to host that one and have a chance to win the region with that one.
Now, one that jumps out at me is Sell Creek.
Okay.
Of course, that's a long ago basketball game that was played occasionally, substate sometimes. Don't know anything really about them in football. They're basically in the greater Chattanooga area.
Right. Yeah, they're down there. They're an upstart program. They've been probably about 7-8 years they've had a program.
Okay.
They've had a little success here and there. They made the playoffs last year. So I think it's a good game for us. I think it'll be a good test to see how we can stack up against the Chattanooga area schools. That's really about all I know about them. I've watched some film from some friends that have sent me some stuff on them. I think it'll be a good matchup talent-wise. Of course, that's talent based off what we had last year on the field and I've seen film on. We got a lot of those basketball boys there going to Murfreesboro today coming out. So we'll have a little different talent look, I think, this year.
Right. One thing that always jumps out at me in terms of football is our ability or lack thereof in recent years to beat Monterey. Monterey always seemed to be a game that whether or not we could make it to the playoffs, it hinged on that game in many instances.
Absolutely.
For a while, we were at fairly comparable talent levels, but they kind of leapfrogged us, and I guess it's up to us to leap again, but would you see that as still being a pretty key game for us in the region?
I think so, and I've talked to Scott. Scott's a buddy of mine. We played high school football together back in the early 2000s. So I know Scott, and he's been up front with me about Monterey and about Clay County and the history there. And really, you only go back 3 years when Monterey went to the state semifinals.
They did.
And they had a last-second two-point conversion to win the football game, 19-18. So really, talent-wise, at points, it's been pretty even. You know, that was the team that went to the semifinals.
Right.
We played them within 1 point.
Right.
But the last 2 years, they've had a really, really good offensive and defensive line play. And in high school, if you can do that, you're going to win a lot of football games. And so that's going to be our challenge, is developing some ability and depth in the trenches to compete with teams like that. Because Monterey's always – Scott does a great job with his linemen. And so – we're going to have to build that up, and I think we can do that and compete because we got two or three seniors right now, Eli Watson and Dylan Maxfield, that are absolutely beasts. We got James Short and Alex Combs that are one's a senior, one's a junior, that are working their tails off. So I think we got some size and strength in the middle that maybe we can compete with the Monterey school. We can do that. I think we got a good chance to be in the playoffs.
Well, the schedule sounds favorable. As you mentioned, you do have an opportunity to get out of the gate possibly at 2-0 in the region. And realistically, to advance to the playoffs, how many more region games would you need to win?
If you get two, you feel good because you think Red Bowling and Pickett are probably going to get one each somewhere along the way, and that gives you a leg up. But if we can get out to 2-0 in the region, everybody's chasing us because nobody else will get that second game for a week later, and we'll always kind of be about a half game up.
Right.
And that'd be a great feeling around here for our program to have people chasing us for that playoff spot. It'd be something different, I think.
Absolutely would.
So if we got, you know, those first two region opponents aren't, you know, your Gordonsville's, they're not your Travisdale's, your Middle Tennessee Christians. So the kids are excited. They really believe they can win, and they're excited about trying to get to the playoffs and maybe even hosting a playoff.
Right. Looks like it's time for us to take another short break. We'll be back and talk X's and O's with Coach Bates right after these messages.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
As an adult, you probably don't think much about vaccines, but the truth is, more adults than kids die every year from diseases that vaccines can prevent. Vaccines can prevent everything from flu to cancer. This is Dr. Bill Schaffner of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases. Vaccines are recommended throughout our lives to maintain our immunity. Staying up to date isn't as hard as you think. Visit adultvaccination.org for more information. That's adultvaccination.org.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
All right, everybody in the car. Let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. Kevin Donaldson in today for Thomas Watson. We're talking to the new Clay County High School football coach, Matt Bates. Coach has been telling us about the change in schedule and region. Those things look favorable, about the fact that has a very high number of kids interested right now in going out and participating in weightlifting. Coach, I guess that leads us up to talking about X's and O's and your coaching philosophy a little bit. Tell us some about that.
Coaching philosophy-wise, offensively, I'm a wing T power eye guy. I like to keep the ball away from defense. I play keep away a lot. I'll milk the clock. If we can get 3 to 4 drives in a half, I think that gives us a great chance to win. You know, you're limited to opportunities for turnovers and bad things, and, of course, if they don't have the ball, they can't score.
Right.
And ultimately, that's what we want to do. So we're gonna ground and pound. And people hear, you know, the wing T power eye, and they think, well, you can't throw the ball. Well, we can. I think we threw for almost 1,000 yards last season in Crossville. So good things can happen. It opens up big plays and exciting plays. That's what some of the basketball kids are excited about, one-on-one coverages and making big plays. That's
right.
What's got some of them coming back out. And then defensively, I'm a 5-2-3-4 guy. I like to slant and hold gaps and just play good sound defense and be fundamentally sound and not beat ourselves. And that's our whole philosophy. And that's what I told the kids from day one, is we're not going to beat ourselves. We're going to make teams have to come in and beat us rather than turn the ball over, commit penalties, miss tackles. We're going to do those kind of things.
Well, now, a lot of folks would say wing T and power I might be throwback football. And all I know to say is amen.
Well, you know, ironically, there's a guy that was at Independence High School a few years ago, and some of the football fans may recognize the name Kevin Dyson. Played for the Tennessee Titans back when they had their good run in the early 2000s. a guy named Mark Pemberton was at Brentwood at the time, and he called it the dinosaur offense. Well, he couldn't beat it, you know.
Right.
And if you don't have the ball, you can't score, and that's kind of the whole point of the wing tee is we're not going to give you the ball much. And then you kind of start to get nervous. Your offensive guys get a little tight, a little antsy, and kind of put you in a bind you're not normally in. It's not uncommon for us, and I hope we have some of these, but we had 8-9 minute drives the last few years running it.
Well, that really is keep away from
us. Yeah. You know, we're in no hurry to call the play. You know, there's a lot of times we won't signal into our quarterbacks until the play clock has started just to make sure we're not in a hurry. You know, we want drives. If we go 3 and out, we want to take 2 minutes off the clock.
Right.
We don't want to give the ball back. No hurry to give it back.
Well, just out of curiosity, how did you gravitate toward wing tee? Does that go back to your high school playing days or just during your coaching career?
Just coaching career, really. I'd always been a power eye run game guy. And about 5 years ago, we got introduced to a single wing at a coaching clinic, and we'd been looking for things to maximize our line play in Crossville because we had a lot of good linemen. We weren't blessed with a lot of skill kids. So we were trying to figure out ways to maximize some things. And so we went to the single wing, and then eventually it turned into the double wing because we had three or four running backs in the stable that we wanted to get the ball to. But we couldn't only have one or two on the field at a time. So we went to the double wing look, the wing tee stuff, to get more kids on the field and get the ball in their hands. So it's been a morph. It's really, it all blocking-wise is the same. It's just where you're starting from.
Right. What do you see as being the biggest strengths of the wing tee?
Deception. Deception is one of the biggest things because if your quarterback's really good at hiding the ball, nobody knows where it's at until it's on you.
That's right.
The second thing is our motions are flying. We don't jog to them. You see a lot of these wing tee teams who the wings will jog into their motion. We're in a full sprint. We tell our quarterbacks, it's on you to snap the ball when you're supposed to. The wing ain't stopping. And so you can't practice that. Teams, how do you prepare for it? Well, you can. You know, you do the best you can, and coaches have put their wings already set where they are going to get the handoff and try to figure it out, but you can't emulate our motions at all. And so between deceptions and trying to emulate our offense, you can't prepare for it. You just can't do it.
We had a wing tee coach here a few years back, a little bit over a decade, I guess, and that was my first introduction to it. And I saw where, as you mentioned, if you've got a good ball handler at quarterback, the defense – it may be a second or 2 seconds before they actually know where the ball's at.
Yeah, and it's hard.
Blocking. Now, you've got an offensive line coach background, I believe, as well. Talk to us some about that.
Well, we do a lot of different blocking types. You see the NFL where they're kick back, drop stepping, or even when they're punching and running, they're trying to punch the shoulder pads. We don't do that up front. We take an old approach where we're putting shoulders and hips and running. It reduces the number of holding penalties. I think we had 3 in the last 5 years. So just very few and far between holding penalties because of the way we're blocking.
Right.
And defensive linemen aren't used to being blocked that way, and it catches them off guard and gets movement. And that's all we want, just a little bit of movement and give our backs a crease to go through.
Flipping to the other side of the ball a little bit, you had mentioned earlier and in a newspaper article doing both the 5-2 and 3-4 defenses. Based on what exactly happened?
Well, there's not really a difference. When you look at the 5-2 and the 3-4, when you line up on the line of scrimmage, there's not a big difference. The 5-2 is more of a run-stopping defense. The 3-4 is more protecting against the spread. You take your ends, your D-tackles out, and then you put in a little bit faster guys on the edge to cover the receivers. That's really the only difference, just trying to match personnel. And we see that every Saturday and Sunday, those guys rotating in and out the match personnel. We'll be doing some of that, but that just allows us to put us in a better position to win.
Okay. We're talking football with new Clay County High School football coach Matt Bates. Time for another break. We'll come back, talk a little bit about birthdays and anniversaries and a free ice cream cake, and we'll wind up with or continue with Coach Bates right after these messages.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio. You're busy, which is great because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can.
Should have worn my glasses.
So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Tri-County Electric offers their member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date you're due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. We're winding up our session here with new Clay County High School football coach Matt Bates, who's given us a lot of great information about the upcoming football season and what's going on with football right now. Coach, you've got an opportunity here as we end this segment. You've got an open mic. What do you want to say to Clay County High School fans?
Guys, I just want to express how excited I am and my family is to be here. We're excited in the weight room, what's going on, and I want to make sure everybody knows that we want to invite you out to our spring scrimmage on the 18th, get an early look at, you know, the kids that are in the high school right now, those guys, what they can do for us in the fall. It's 5:30 on the 18th against Westmoreland. And then a sneak peek for the future, Kevin, on the 5th of May, at 5:30, the Salina K-8 is going to have a scrimmage against East Robertson. So there's be a look for the future a couple weeks ahead of our scrimmage. So it's an exciting time. You know, there's about 35 kids at the K-8 going to play. I think right. There's about three or four going to come down from Hermitage Springs. So numbers in the entire football program in this county are up and exciting. So we're hoping to build on it and get a lot of fans and excitement out in the spring and then build that towards the fall.
And you don't like to think that it's all about numbers, but it is a lot about numbers, isn't it?
It is a numbers game, because when we got 60 to 65 kids on a high school level, it allows us to rotate a lot of kids in on special teams and rest them for offense and defense and get some waters, especially early in the season when the heat index is up. You want to get people rest, and that allows us to do that.
Coach, good luck on the upcoming season. Welcome to Clay County, and thanks for being with
Appreciate
us today.
Appreciate it.
Have a good rest of the day. Coach Matt Bates, the new Clay County High School football coach. Before we bring in our next guest, we'll talk about birthdays and anniversaries. We do have several names who will be in the proverbial hat today that we will pull out. All of them, happy birthdays today. Nobody on the anniversary list, but the folks whose names are in the hat already include Billy Goosby, Cordell McLaren, I think better known as Cord, and Cord had four different folks call in for him, so he's a popular guy. Vera Coons, Tanya Spears, Alexis Thompson, and Debbie Hatcher. In a short time, we'll be pulling a number out of the hat here, and one of these folks will win a free ice cream cake from the Salina Dairy Queen. We'll also remind everybody to get folks in for the drawing here for either an anniversary or a birthday, you can call 931-243-5574 and leave a message. We do ask that you speak slowly and as clearly as possible and leave a number for us to call you just in case we have a technical problem of some kind. But again, we'll be drawing a name out of the hat here shortly for one of those cakes. And we also want to remind everybody before we go to another short break here that you can hear this program again at 6 p.m. Tonight. And these shows are also archived on the Dale Hall of Horizon website. So if you want to go back and catch an old show that maybe you missed, you can do that there. We'll take another short break, and we'll come back with two guests that we have to wind up our show right after these messages.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
As an adult, you probably don't think much about vaccines, but the truth is, more adults than kids die every year from diseases that vaccines can prevent. Vaccines can prevent everything from flu to cancer. This is Dr. Bill Schaffner of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases. Vaccines are recommended throughout our lives to maintain our immunity. Staying up to date isn't as hard as you think. Visit adultvaccination.org for more information. That's adultvaccination.org.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. We're broadcasting here from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. We just finished up a session with a new football coach here at Clay County High School, Matt Bates. And now we welcome in to wind up our show today, County Mayor Dale Reagan and Philip Jennings, who is the head of the Sanitation Department here in Clay County, who will fill us in on some upcoming events and things that are going on. First, we'll turn to Mayor Reagan. Dale, as always, good to have you here.
Thank you, Kevin. It's always good to be here and an opportunity that you all give us to come up and be able to reach out to the citizens of the county and bring them up to date on the happenings of county government. The county commission met last Monday night, and the county commission meeting, and we had six resolutions that was brought to their attention, and had three notaries that they took in consideration and approved, and so the resolutions and stuff was it went fairly quickly. Probably one of the fastest meetings that that I've had since I've been in office, and of course the commissioners get the resolutions 7 days prior to them voting on anything, so they pretty much have went over them. And but of course last Monday night was a home basketball game for the Bulldogs, and
that was a sub-state night.
Exactly,
yeah,
and so
yeah.
That's a big time here in Clay County, and so we wanted to make sure that you know that those had the opportunity to. We had some commissioners that had their seats and stuff, so we wanted to make sure they had the opportunity to be there. But we did take care of business and everything. And like I said, we had six resolutions. First resolution was a budget amendment for the Clay County Highway Public Works Fund, and that was just moving some money around that Jason had got from the state aid money that he gets from the state, and putting it in the appropriate place that he needed it to be put. And the next resolution was a resolution that we've done and been very fortunate and very blessed that for the past few years that the city of Salina have operated our AMLET service, and we go into contract with them, and we did that, and both parties agreed and approved this contract. And for those that may not know it, the county is contracted with the city for $360,000 a year to operate the service. We provide the units, but the city provides the service, and they do an outstanding job, and I want to thank everyone for that. Also, resolution number three was a resolution that got tabled, and it'll be coming back up next month, and it's the resolution to change the number of school board members. That's been one that's been on the mind of a lot of folks, you know, here in the county, and so it'll be coming back up. It was tabled. It wasn't, no decision was made, and they tabled it to be brought back up next month, so it'll be brought back up and taken into consideration again in April. So resolution number four was a budget amendment for the general fund. It was some monies that through some grant funds that come through, and we had to put them over in the right appropriate line item to where that they could be used. And well, matter of fact, it was I think it was some money that for the sheriff department on some insurance recovery money that he had got. They had an accident, and thankfully there wasn't nobody hurt in that, but the insurance company had paid for a vehicle, and when that comes in, it comes into the county and everything, but it has to be put back into his budget and stuff so that he can use it. Resolution number five was to transfer an emergency service vehicle from the ambulance department to the EMA, and that's We're very blessed that we got a new ambulance through a CDBG grant that we applied for a couple of years ago. So that new unit is in, and one of the older units was took out of service. So they took it and transferred it over into the EMA department, which is right now Natalie Boone is our EMA director. And I'd like to say happy birthday to Natalie. I think today's her birthday, and also a speedy recovery for her. She's had some surgery and stuff, so we certainly want to wish her well. And so they did that. And the last resolution that we have was to reinstate the rescue squad back into the county commission. We want to recognize them again as a active unit. And I certainly want to extend appreciation to all those out there that worked to get that back up and going. So they're back on the back on track again, and some of the older ones have stepped up to the plate and working real hard on that. So the county is once again recognizing them, and what that consists of is their units that they use will fall back under the county's insurance, and the members that are in the rescue squad will fall under the county's policies, just like all the other emergency services do and everything. So that was pretty much, you know, it on that. Dr. Young, the audit committee, had made their presentation on the audit report that they do, and we accepted that. The county commission accepted that, and our first budget meeting will be May the 1st. The budget committee will meet after the following the county court meeting in May, so we get started on the budget. And
just around the corner, isn't it?
It is, and all the departments are working on their budgets now. They have to have them back into my office in April so that we can get them together and present them to the budget committee in May. And so that's pretty much the way county court meeting went last Monday night, and everybody at we had a few folks in the audience and everything, but we encourage everybody to come out and be with us at the county court meeting. We did discuss some on the jail issues, and that's one thing that's fixing to come up here in the next couple of months. I know the county commission is getting very serious about talking about the jail issues, and one of the big things is how we're going to pay for it, how we're going to operate it once we get it built and everything. And that's one thing that I know in the last at the last meeting, the commissioner said, well, we want to get serious about this and start talking about it, and we'd love for the public to start coming, you know, to the meetings and stuff so that we can get the input. A couple of years ago, we did do some town hall meetings, I guess what you might say. We went to different places across the county and had our planning meetings, and they were pretty much focused on the jail. The sheriff did a PowerPoint presentation. We went to Hermitage Springs. We went to Pea Ridge. And we had one here in Salina, and we also went to Maple Grove. And I think that they hadn't decided if they want to do that again, but I think what we need to do is encourage the public every time that we're going to be doing some discussing on the jail issue is to get them word out there, and we'd love to have all the folks of the counties come in and get their input on it too, because it is something that we're faced with, and it's something that we're going to have to address.
You know, the jail is an issue that's been around for a long time. I saw one of the, I believe it was a Citizen Statesman, a story from exactly 30 years ago, and guess what one of the blurbs was about, you know, those yeah. short snippets today, talking about a new jail 30 yeah. years ago, and we're still talking about it today. But yeah. sometimes things don't change a whole lot, do they?
They don't, but, you know, in our society today, it just, I know the sheriff's having a hard time as far as taking care of the inmates and stuff, and he's doing a good job with what he's got to do with, and his staff down there does a good job, but it's coming a point in time to where that, you know, we're going to have to do something, we're going to have to address it, and it's not going to be cheap, and it's not going to get any cheaper, you know, as time goes on. So as you know, a lot of folks don't understand that we can't house women prisoners here, you know, because we're just not suited for that, and we're having to farm a lot of our inmates out, and that's a cost that's going out. And that's a lot of things. We got the CTAS, Jim Hart with the CTAS. They're beginning to start our needs assessment for us, and that'll probably take a month or so for them to get that together. And once we get that done, then we can actually look at the numbers and see and give the county commission a pretty good idea about what to expect, what size jail that they think that we need to be looking at
right. In
the near future and everything.
Mayor, thank you for the updates on all those issues and the county commission that you brought Philip up with you today. And I think you guys have some things to discuss in terms of upcoming events with the sanitation department.
Yeah, Philip is, he's been with us now for probably about 8 months, I guess, something like that, getting close
almost
to a year.
Almost.
And so he's doing a good job, real good job, and all the staff down there does an excellent job. Those that watch over our sites out in the county, they work hard and they do a good job. But one of the things that a lot of folks don't understand, and I didn't understand it, is that you can only do so much, and because you're regulated, and Solid Waste Department is regulated by the state TDEC department, and and Philip answers not only to that, but he's also got an advisory board, which consists of one commissioner sits on that board from each district, and they meet once a month.
First Monday every month.
And they are the ones that kind of sets up the rules and regulations and guidelines that he goes by, and that me and him both goes by. I mean, you know, we work you know, daily together, but there's just so much, you know, that we can do without the blessings of that committee and everything. So but I appreciate Philip taking his time out. He told me, he said, just quick as I get done here, I've got to go. He said he's got some things that he's got to get took care of this morning and everything. So, but I've been trying to get him up here for the last few months, and it's just he come into it in a time whenever it seemed like everything down there broke down.
Everything broke down.
And but he's done a good job to get everything back up and going and everything. So I appreciate him taking time out this morning to come be with us.
Now, Philip, you guys have some events coming up in terms of maybe spring cleaning type
yeah, there's
things.
April 17th through 21st, we're going to have our spring pickup, our cleanup. We're going to run it in the papers the next few weeks, make sure everybody gets a good handle of when it's going to be.
Folks be looking for that.
Yeah, and another thing, we're going to start at Section Brush down there. That's something we haven't done in the past,
right.
But it's going to be on a limited thing. We're only going to do it the first Monday and Tuesday of the month to begin with till we can figure it out.
Okay.
And just to remind everybody that we accept recyclables down there, bottles, cardboard, plastic bottles.
And from a personal standpoint, you guys do a great job of that. I'm a little bit of a recycler myself, and it's really easy to do. I wish we could get more folks interested in doing that.
It cuts down on so much trash if you just recycle.
Yeah, it actually saves us tax money
if
folks recycle, because, you know, when you go tip at the landfill, it's however much you got in there. If we send less there, we need less money to operate.
Well, it's costing us now. I don't know, Philip, you might can chime in on that. I think about $30-something a ton.
$34
a ton every time them trucks goes across scales at the landfill, and that's cost to the taxpayers.
Absolutely. And it's not that hard to do. You know, all you need is a couple of big cardboard boxes. It's amazing how much cardboard you can smash down and get in the box.
You wouldn't realize how much if you just take the time to save your cardboard and your plastics, how much less garbage you'll have to take to the sanitation.
Absolutely. Well, again, from a personal standpoint, you guys do a real good job of that. It's a real easy process, and hopefully we can get more folks involved in doing that. Lest I forget here, we're drawing fairly close on time, and it is time for us to draw out our winner for the ice cream cake from Salina Dairy Queen. And as I mentioned earlier, we've got all birthdays today, no anniversaries. I'm going to ask Mayor Reagan to pick a number out here, and we'll see who today's winner is. See what number we've got. As Thomas usually says, in our sophisticated system here, it looks like number 4 is our winner today, and that is Tanya Spears. Happy birthday to Tanya.
Yeah.
Tanya, you can come by the Chamber of Commerce and pick up a certificate that you can take to the local Dairy Queen and pick up your free ice cream cake, and there is nothing like those ice cream cakes, and I can't eat them anymore.
Yeah.
I miss getting an occasional bite of them.
Today would be a real day to get one of them. You won't have to worry about it melting on you.
Well, that's for sure, at least not in the first part of the day. Also, need to remind everybody, I guess everybody who needs to know this probably does, but we'll pass it along as a public service announcement. School will dismiss today at 11:15 for the ball games. And as we mentioned back at the start of our show, we've already seen a little bit of a mass exodus out of the county. They always say we roll the sidewalks up when we go to the state tournament, and there's a lot of truth to that, isn't there?
Nothing wrong with that. I mean, we're very proud of these kids and the girls and the boys and everything. They've done great this time, and not only our high school, but our little ones, I call them, you know, that they've done good as well and won some tournaments and stuff this year. So, but today is we're focused on the Bulldogs, and so we certainly want to wish them the best in everything.
Absolutely. And looking past today, as we mentioned earlier, if the Dogs were successful winning today, they would play tomorrow at 4:30 against the winner of Knoxville Grayson Humboldt. And I want to go out on a limb and say that's going to be Humboldt probably, but at a fairly late game. But I'm guessing school would probably be dismissed tomorrow as well at 11:15. And I believe that 11:15 time allows them to count that as a full day. So that works out well for everybody all the way around. Before we go and we're headed down the home stretch here, Philip, remind us again of the dates of what we were talking about earlier, April 17th through 21, be doing what exactly?
That's the spring cleanup. That's when, if you need assistance, taking off old utilities or old furniture, so just call down our sanitation department and we'll come give you a hand during that week.
Well, that sounds good. And what number might they call?
243-4478.
4478, folks, if you need any help with some of this spring cleaning that'll be going on. Mayor, we're almost out of time here. What else do you know that might be going on that we could let folks know about?
Well, we just want to bring everybody a little bit up to date with, I know I've had a few folks saying what's going on here in town out the street here that wanted to know if the county had bought that property or what, and the ID board has bought the property out there for. And I had someone say, well, what do they want with it? Well, they're looking at turning that into an industrial park. And I had one to say, well, why do you want an industrial park? And I said, well, you know, we're striving very hard to try to encourage other businesses to come to the county, and we don't have any place to put them.
Right.
And so that's that will be a real good area for us to do that. And so that's what's going on out there. A lot of cleaning up going on, and hopefully in the near future you can see a lot of cleaning and getting some areas in shape to where that we can start advertising that out there for industry and everybody
right.
to come into our county.
Of course, we're always striving to bring industry in, but you need land and you need buildings. It looks like our today. Thanks again for listening to the Clay County Corner, and we will end today by saying, go Bulldogs!
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.